This is Assistive Tech, a research and development information program of the Georgia Radio Reading Service in the Georgia Tech Sonification Lab. I'm your host, Shai Shivers. Riley Winton is working as a student at the Georgia Tech School of Psychology Sonification Lab. Riley is working on the Accessible Aquarium Project. He explained why he wanted to do research on this project.
I've always been into music. I'm a percussionist by training, always loved music and all aspects of it, and I actually took a class just for my degree, and in that class I met Dr. Walker, who's the head of the sonification lab, and just started talking about ideas, and I found out about all the amazing research that goes on, not just in this lab, but at Georgia Tech. I really love how the research we do in this lab is focused on sound, and that's one of my favorite senses because of how much you can do with it. I feel like a lot of stuff is so based on vision, most people just kind of disregard sound. And it's a very important sense with a lot of positives that you can get when you use it.
The Accessible Aquarium Project has been in the making for 5 or 6 years. Riley explains why the Accessible Aquarium is still in a test phase.
This kind of project is really tough because people perceive sounds in their own individual ways. There's kind of this spectrum. Say if you have a fish swimming from the bottom left to the top right of the tank. Well, I may think that should be, you know, pitch increasing. So as it travels, it goes, you know, do, 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 etc. People who are congenitally blind or, you know, from birth blind, they have the opposite mapping. So it would make more sense to them as pitch going down. Do, 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 do. Throughout the course of this project, we found more and more different little parts of the perception that are all about this project. It's just very tough to sift through all these different personalizations, I guess you could call them. Aside from this interactive part of it, we're also trying to continue to analyze how people perceive sound, especially as related to a fish aquarium.
Riley explains one of the ultimate goals for this project.
We would like to have a kiosk. So you can imagine you walk into the aquarium, you go up to this little kiosk where there's, you know, a computer and it's next to the tank. Maybe you have these little toy fish as well so you can play along. But we would like to have it where people can choose. So maybe you look, there's a list of different mappings for different systems, you know, whatever it may be.
The Sonification Lab is an interdisciplinary research group based in the School of Psychology and the School of Interactive Computing at Georgia Tech. Under the direction of Professor Bruce Walker, the lab develops and evaluates auditorial and multimedia interface, incorporating human factors in the display of information. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Assistive Tech for the Georgia Radio Reading Service, GARS. I'm Shai Shivers.